Good morning. It is a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, after a 108-year wait, the Cubs have won the World Series.
Well, you know, it's really one of those great things that Americans can take great heart from. You have a city which is really having major, major problems. It's the homicide capital of the country. Chicagoans have to put up with all of that. And yet, the Cubbies, they won. And they won in the most dramatic of fashions in the 10th inning. It's just unbelievable that it finally happened. And I think we all feel good about it.
Well, President Obama was out yesterday and said the FBI chief is at fault for the disclosure in the email case, although his aides backed away from that.
First of all, I watched the entire speech real time as he gave it. It was just unbelievable how good this guy is. And I think anybody who was watching was saying, you know, too bad we can't vote for him another time. The question, of course, is popularity transferable? He talked all about Hillary and how great she was and how hard she had worked for him. But this was a speech with a specific purpose, and that was to get people to come out and vote. And the two groups who are really important to a Hillary victory are millennials, young people who are dragging their feet about getting out. We all know as college professors, you and Ian and me and Joe and Libby and Rosemary, when you talk to young people about voting, some will, of course, step up, no question about it. But huge numbers do not. And they will tell you, I don't know where the place is and I don't know how to do it and, you know, all of that stuff. So this is the challenge. If you get young people to get out to the polls, if you get people of color to get out to the polls and say that there's an investment there for them in order to do this, Hillary wins. Otherwise, as the president said yesterday, Hillary loses. And North Carolina, Hillary Clinton's ahead just a little bit in the polls. But polls are one thing. But having somebody say to you, I'm going to vote for this one or that one, then the question is, do they actually go out and do that? And one of the troubles for the Democrats is that those people who have traditionally not been at the top of the economic heap are less likely to go out than are the Republicans. It's that simple. So the president was on his game yesterday, and it really was an extraordinary effort on his part, and he's going to do it several more times before Election Day. And, of course, he was fighting for his own reputation. He went through some of the things that he had done as president, including turning the country around at a time when we were slipping into a Great Depression, and he then went through all of the things that are happening. The poverty rate is lowering, the this is happening, that's happening. So that's what he was fighting for.
He also kind of went after Congress, if we look forward to who will be president, especially if Hillary Clinton were to win. He says they're already promising even more unprecedented dysfunction in Washington, ticking off a list. Obama said years of investigations, years of hearings, more shutdowns, more obstructions.
Well, that's right. And I think everybody knew what he was talking about. And basically, he was making the argument, you can't really just vote for Hillary, because if you did that, he was saying to the young people and to others, you are inviting more of the same. You have to vote for the people who will support her in the Congress.
How about Libertarian Party vice presidential nominee and former Massachusetts Governor William Weld sticking up for Hillary Clinton yesterday, Alan, saying he's sick and tired of seeing her dragged through the mud?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a big Weld fan, always have been. He's the kind of guy who really can make you laugh, but is also a man of integrity. He's running for vice president, and yet he has the ability to turn around and say, it would be catastrophic to go the Trump way. At least that's what I get out of his remarks. And he did that when he was governor. He was a Republican. I voted for him. And let me tell you, this is just another mark of his personal integrity.
Finally, article which in some ways seems shocking, after Donald Trump went after folks like John McCain, saying he didn't like soldiers being captured, feeling abandoned, many veterans are standing with Trump.
Well, it is true that we don't honor our veterans correctly in this country, but it is not true that you can count on larger expenditures if Trump wins for veterans. So there are always those people who have been marginalized, Dave, who are angry, and they're angry at a time when they deserve better. And instead of saying, okay, we'll have to fight for what we need, they say, we'll take the other guy in this case. But sometimes they don't look at the other guy's record.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us again. Congratulations to the Cubs and all their fans.
I take it as a personal victory. Thank you, David.